the whole ideal client, like what is your favorite thing? What is your favorite that you've done so far or that you want to do?
So my favorite so far is to do the...
For people to say that it's just meat and cheese, that would hurt my heart if I was you.
I don't think people realize how long it takes to do like just a spread for 50 people.
What is something that really has just stuck in your heart and resonated with you that is one of those little thoughts when you're having a rough day and the Lord says, hey, remember this. What is that success story that you think of?
I don't know if it was a success story, but it was something that my sister said to me.
What doors and new relationships have you been able to connect with the community in a different way?
Connecting with...
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy, but it only takes 2 seconds and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now, I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode. Hi, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we are here once again sitting down with one of our local businesses, an entrepreneur who has, she's a jack of all trades. She has passion coming out of her ears and ambition to follow. We are so thankful and glad that Miss Yvette, you have come and sat down with us and tell us all about your new business.
I'm grateful to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. So we're going to jump right on in because Okay. Everybody needs to know about this. It's something that's kind of starting to catch on a little bit. The whole charcuterie movement's kind of a thing, but nobody shows up and does it quite as good as Board and Bites. Like, you've got it going on.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit just about your business and just what do you do? Who do you serve? What's your ideal client?
Okay. So we'll get started with how my business started. It was a happy accident for my niece's first birthday. My sister asked me to create a charcuterie board. And at that time, this was like during the pandemic, 2021, I seen charcuterie, but it wasn't really here, but it was kind of here. So I created this beautiful spread and I posted it and it went haywire. Everyone was like, I didn't know you did this. And I was like, me either. And so that's how I actually got started. And so now I serve businesses, I do workshops, private parties, local business owners, lunch boxes, I do it all.
I see that you now have a little spot right down the road at Morning Grind.
Yes.
Which is awesome because that's member supporting members. Love that so much.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So the whole ideal client, like what is your favorite thing? What is your favorite that you've done so far or that you want to do?
So my favorite so far is to do the workshops. I love doing the workshops. So the workshops is basically you get you and your friends or you can get your coworkers or it can be like a team building thing. And so apparently teaching is in me, apparently. So I love to actually teach a class. So I show you how to do a charcuterie board from start to finish. You make it. We have a good time. I teach you some tricks. I tell you about some cheese and wine pairing. So, of course, it's always fun. But what I would love to do is I would just love to have this big, huge event where I'm actually serving people just my charcuterie so they can know what charcuterie is and what cheese pairs well with what wine or what cheese pairs well with what fruit. I think informing the people, they would definitely take a little bit more interest in charcuterie instead of just saying, oh, it's just meat and cheese. But to me, it's art. It's food art.
Yeah. It is absolutely food art. Yeah. Because it is a beautiful spread when you're done with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
thank you.
For people to say that it's just meat and cheese, that would hurt my heart if I was you. You'd be like, no, come here. Let me help you.
Yes, it takes hours. I don't think people realize how long it takes to do like just a spread for 50 people. Because you have to go shopping, and then in between the shopping, you have to look for the correct grapes and make sure the fruit is not rotten. And then I have to wash every single thing. I have to cut everything. I have to fold all meat. So it takes me, from doing all the shopping and preparing, about 4 hours.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I mean, the salami origami things that you do make them look like flowers.
And I can teach you that in the workshop class.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can teach you whenever you're ready.
So about the teaching thing, you said that you had that in you.
Yeah.
So what in your previous jobs, personal life, has been an asset and kind of led you to the success of what you're doing now with Board and Bites? Kind of give us a little background of where you came from.
Okay. So apparently, I have a heart for children, and I've been babysitting, of course, since I was little. But I started teaching Sunday school class when I was 17 in my church back home. And now I am the Vacation Bible School coordinator at Brown Baptist. Been doing it for 8 years, and I started becoming the coordinator because I was a teacher for Vacation Bible School. And so I apparently love teaching, and it started from there, and I'm able to be around so many wonderful, beautiful souls. And I think that's where my love of teaching come from. And I see a child and I'm like, oh, well, let me, you know, help you and do stuff like that. So I think that's just embedded in me. Yeah.
Okay. So getting started and not really doing anything that was really in this lane, what are some of the things that were like your biggest challenges that maybe even turned into some of your biggest success stories early on when you were first getting started with your business?
Okay. First getting started, it was very scary. Very scary. Like, I got started when I was 41. Yes, I'm over 40. Because no one really knew, but kind of knew what it was hard. It was definitely hard to educate the people, to let them know what charcuterie was, what kind of food it was, because a lot of people was hesitant. So I think me consistently trying to put myself out there, and then for my family, my friends to support me and to refer my business to other people definitely helped me. I can say now, looking back on that, that helped mold me and made me kind of be resilient. I can definitely say that with me, the biggest lesson that I've learned is to keep going and to keep pushing and to keep going after what I really, really want. And this is something I really, really want. And I want the people to know what it is, and that it is something that you can enjoy, and that you can't just go buy it from Kroger and put it together, because what I bring is definitely going to be an experience, and that I strive to be the best customer service ever for my business.
And you absolutely succeeded that.
Thank you.
We have been able to be a part of different events. Yeah. And we walk in and we see the spread and we see just how incredible it is. And it's like, I know who did that. Before I even see you in the room, we can walk in and know.
And that's what I want. I want my customers and I want clients and people to be able to distinguish between my product and another charcuterie business. I want to be able to be a staple into DeSoto County, and for people to, when they think of charcuterie, they think of Board and Bites.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know what you say is your like defining success.
Yeah.
But if that's it,
that's
check it off, because you have accomplished that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What do they say? You have arrived.
I have arrived. Period.
Absolutely. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. So you mentioned that you do classes and different things. What is something, if there's anything else, that really sets you apart from any of the others in the industry? Because since this has caught on, it has exploded, and everybody everywhere says that they offer this and they can do what you do. But clearly they cannot, because we just said that nothing compares to what your setup looks like, that you come in and you create an experience. But what is one thing that you absolutely say makes you completely unique?
I think mine would be that I actually do this with my whole heart. That's the only thing that I can tell you, because I think about what pairs well with what. I also think about certain people that's going to be there, because I don't know who's going to be at the event, you know. So I'm actually doing this blind. And I can say before I do any grazing table, I say, okay, Holy Spirit, show me what you want me to do. Because I have no clue, no clue what it's going to look like. It's like, oh, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I literally go into the store and I walk, and before I go, I say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we going to do? I walk, and then he shows me the layout. And I know people's like, wait, what? But seriously, he shows me the layout of what it's supposed to look like. And when I'm done, I'd be like, oh, okay. This was nice.
You did good.
And he has not failed me yet. And he's never going to fail me. So that's the only thing I can say that I do from anybody else. I actually ask the Holy Spirit to guide me and to show me what it's going to look like, what the grazing tape is going to look like, what the box is going to look like, what kind of ingredients I'm going to use. And I go with that.
And that is something that's huge. And yeah, that's what the Lord calls us to do. No matter what we're doing, no matter what's going on, we're supposed to seek him and follow his direction and follow his guidance. So the fact that you do that to the point that I'm standing on the cheese aisle and you're just looking and you're like, all right, Lord, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Let them think it's funny. That's all right. Because the Lord is showing you success because of your obedience.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's okay. I'll be crazy. You look at me crazy. Yeah. God's got me.
That's right. That's right.
So what is one thing as a entrepreneur, new business owner, that you wish somebody had told you, warned you, advice that you would like to bestow upon another budding entrepreneur that you wish you knew going in?
I would say it is a roller coaster. And that sometimes you feel like, I want to get off. You're going to cry. Nobody tells you how hard it is. I mean, you know, everybody lets you see the good side of entrepreneurship, but I don't think a lot of people are really truly raw about the highs and the lows, and that some days you can make $1,000 and some days you can make, no, not even gonna say days. I could say months, because I know a season where it was months that I didn't make no income and I was very discouraged. Thankful I still have a full-time job, but it was to don't give up and to ride the roller coaster and ride the wave, because it's going to get better. I can say that, you know, they say most businesses go out within year two. Don't even worry about the years. Just keep pushing, keep going and believing, because if God gave you the vision, then he'll see you through it. Can't nobody else help you? You can have people to help you through the vision, right? But can't nobody else see what you see, because God gave it to you and not to them. But you just pray that you're surrounded with the right people, the right friends, the right family to pour into you and not, you know, take away from you. I think that's what I would definitely tell someone, to don't give up. Yeah.
So what do you do on those hard days when you don't feel like showing up with the energy? What do you do that gets you recharged and going?
I say, Holy Spirit, I need you to give me the strength to push through, because today is a hard day and I need you to give me the strength. I need you to give me the endurance. I need you to give me the wisdom to push through this. Yeah. like I did this morning.
It was a Monday for sure.
For sure.
All right. So you are a woman in the community. You do all sorts of things. You're a part of this tiny little church. I mean, how many thousand people are members of Brown?
We're pushing a little bit over 16,000.
I mean, that's just an itty bitty little church.
Just a itty bitty.
You don't know anybody in town.
No, it's crazy. I do know a lot of people know who
I
am.
They know you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know your face.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. Hey.
Yeah.
So having that, you already know a bunch of people. You already have great connections. But in this space, doing Boards and Bites, what doors and new relationships have you been able to connect with the community in a different way than what you were doing working with the church?
Connecting with you guys, connecting with different businesses. Of course, you know, a lot of people know of Brown. A lot of people know me from Brown, but I think me being a part of the chamber, going to different events, I did not know everybody. I didn't know these people, this other side of the business. And becoming a member of the chamber has definitely helped me distinguish the two. It's actually helped me to separate, because I was going for Brown, but now that I have my business, people are starting to know my business more because I've been out there with Brown, but I'm also now can say, oh, I'm with Board and Bites. I'm going to this meet and greet with the coffee at Morning Grind led me the opportunity to put my boxes in there. And that was because I know the young lady who hosted the event. I met her at a chamber event. So it was kind of like a whole like thing that just came together. And I am so happy that I said yes to this event, because if I not had said yes, my boxes wouldn't even be in Morning Grind. And it came from a conversation and putting myself out there. Denise Silas is the one who's like, girl, you got to learn how to pitch yourself. And I was like, okay, so I've been learning how to pitch myself. And that day I took a chance on me and my business. And I'm glad that I did, because now I'm happy to be in this coffee shop with amazing owners.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, look at that. Just boom. Chamber testimonial.
Yeah.
I love it.
It really is. It really is.
That's usually my last question that I follow up with every time, is that what has being a part of the chamber meant to you and your business?
Yeah, it has meant a lot to me and my business, because now people are like, oh, I didn't know that you even did charcuterie. And I'm like, yeah. So it's actually giving me a little bits and pieces and plugs of letting the community know that I am here, that I'm available to serve them, and that if they need me, I'm literally just down the road. If you can't find my phone number, you can call Brown. They can tell you.
They will hunt you down.
They will hunt me down. They have both of my phone numbers. So they will make sure that someone get in contact with me. Yeah.
You know, here at the Chamber, we're all about creating opportunities, but sometimes those opportunities slip away because you forget to follow up. That's why we love the Follow app. They're the powerful tool working behind the scenes to help businesses turn conversations into customers. The Follow app makes staying connected effortless by combining text, email, and call follow-up in one streamlined system. It helps busy professionals like you close more deals, nurture relationships, and never let a lead slip through the cracks. Are you ready to boost your follow-through and results? Then you need to visit thefollowapp.co and start your free trial today. So tell me, what is coming up next? What is the next adventure for your brand? Okay. What are you excited about that's around the corner? Do you have any big plans? Anything coming up?
Yeah, so first, you can get my boxes every day, Monday through Saturday at Morning Grind Coffee. They were from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. I have an event called, it's Getting Back to Me. It's going to be hosted with Sunshine Taylor. It's a paint and sip event on Friday, August the 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30. So you get to paint, you get to sip, and you get to make a charcuterie board all for one price. We're giving away, I think wine glasses, affirmation cards, And then you also get a signature drink with that price. So that's a really, really good deal. You get like a 2-for-1. Because I think like the paint is normally higher than anything. But this, we're putting this event together. I would definitely be at a couple festivals at the end of the month. I would be at a wine festival in Somerville on August the 30th. I would be at the Mimosa Festival on August the 31st. And then hopefully I will be at this other festival in September. They haven't said yes yet, but I think they're going to say yes.
Okay, well, if you need a wing girl, I am all in for the Mimosa Festival.
Okay.
Like, that's my jam. I mean, okay. The wine is too, but I'm a little bit more finicky about my wines. I'm a white wine girl. I don't do that dark red business. Okay. I know it probably pairs fabulous with something.
It does.
It's okay. So what is your biggest success story? What is something that really has just stuck in your heart and resonated with you that is one of those little thoughts when you're having a rough day and the Lord says, hey, remember this. What is that success story that you think of?
I don't know if it was a success story, but it was something that my sister said to me. So it wasn't a story. It was more like a thing. I can't say even a thing. I would say it was more than something that she said to me that I'm not going to cry. She said, Yvette, you always push everybody else. And she said, this time I want you to push you and I want you to believe in you. And I want you to actually go after what you want because you deserve this. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. She said, you deserve this. And she said, you push everybody else. You pour into everybody else. But I think this time, it's time for you to take space for you.
I love yeah. it. This is your time.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And you are owning it, honey.
Thank you. And I'm going to try not to cry.
I know, right? You've got me a little misty. I'm sorry. That's all right. It's beautiful. This ain't the first time I've cried on this show.
Okay. Good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So your sister, is she somebody that you would consider as a mentor that you've had?
Absolutely. She inspires me more ways than she even knows. She rocks it. She does. She does everything with such beautiful grace, and it looks flawless. And then I know it's not, but she makes it look that way. Yeah. She's an amazing mother. She actually is a content creator. She's a regional training manager for CentOS, and she's a wife. So she does all of this and she makes it look flawless. And I'm kind of jealous that the girl keeps a flawless house. Like, I was like, how do you do all of this? And she cooks 3 times a day when she's at home. Like, what?
Okay, she's just making the rest of us look bad.
She's making us look bad. Yes, and she cooks my nieces breakfast and lunch for school every day. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
All right, well, yeah, that is a beautiful thing. Yeah, I think she's going to be my mentor, too.
Listen, I don't know how she does it, but she does it. Yeah, me too.
Oh, man.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, I am so thankful that you've decided to join us, that you've decided to step into this space.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've done so many things, and you just make everything beautiful. I don't know if you realize that, but I've known you for a minute through Brown and your involvement with the church, and you make Eric Williams look good and keep him in line, first of all.
That's very hard.
I'm telling you, I understand. I've known him a minute, too.
Listen, are you praying?
Yes, ma'am. And then I know you secretly have the little side hustle of making people look pretty and dressing folks.
Yes.
And you've just taken that and you've just pushed it in a whole new space. And you take what used to be little snack foods and turned it into art.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for the invitation.
Everybody needs to know how to get in contact with you so that they can book you for their next event.
Okay. So you can go on our website at www.board-bites.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Board and Bites. You can follow us on Facebook at Board and Bites. Well, Instagram, let me rephrase this, is board_and_bites. bite. They wouldn't let me do all of it together. And I'm also on TikTok, but I don't post on there that much.
Girl, you better get on TikTok.
I know. It's hard. All these platforms. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I always forget TikTok. I don't know why. But I feel like when I get on TikTok, I go in a rabbit hole. So I try to stay away from it.
I understand. It sucks many, many of the best in, I tell you.
Yes. And well, I get sucked right on in. Yeah. So I try not to get on there.
Well, guys, if all else fails and you can't find her on those, which you should because she's on all of them.
Yeah.
Go to the SouthHavenChamber.com. And she has a landing page there as well, Board and Bites. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Guys, if you haven't done so, because I'm going to tell you, there's quite a few of y'all that haven't done it yet. Hit subscribe so you don't miss any of these episodes with these amazing entrepreneurs. So check out our next episode. Stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye, guys. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community, and this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.net to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.